across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back. Late Night Ian Lee starts Monday the 21st of March at 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. And now I'm going to play a guitar solo.
Let me get the guitar. Hang on a second. I'm feeling the vibe. I've not got any plectrum, so I just have to do a guitar solo. Sans plectrum. There we go, yeah. Thank you. That was me just testing that the equipment was set up properly, but it was so good I thought I'd keep it in. I thought I'd keep it in. The dog's here. You get to meet the dog. Say hello. Come here. Say hello. Say something. Oh, my phone's going. Hi, everybody. This is Ian Lee on Talk Radio. I'm out of breath now. I think I peaked too soon there. By singing the only musical that I like, I think, here. I'm trying to think, is there another musical that I like? And I don't think there is. I quite like bits of Sweet Charity. I like the Sammy Davis, excuse me, Junior song, to give him his full title. About swinging to your daddy or something. That sounds a little bit inappropriate these days, doesn't it? I mean, really, with political correctness, what can you say? What can you say? Call me now and let's discuss political correctness, the EU and immigrants. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. If that's what you want from a nighttime radio show, well, you're being served by plenty of people out there that do that. I won't be doing that. I've just got an email this morning from John Sebastian, shame on you. He's the lead singer from The Loving Spoonful. He's coming on. Hands up, who knows how the Loving Spoonful got their name? Answer to be revealed. In fact, we'll call some people. Some people have sent me their phone number, so we'll call them. And if they can answer that question, they can stay on. If they can't answer that question, they can jog on. Anyway, thank you everybody that downloaded and left comments and reviews for the first podcast, What I Done, for for Talk. I was about to say we're number two in the comedy charts. We've sunk down to number three. And that's the thing. And we're still number four in the general charts. That's the thing with charts, is they're so exciting. A chart is like a fine cocaine. You're hesitant before you indulge, and then you do it, and you like it, and then you come down. It's nothing like cocaine. Anyway, thank you for everybody. It would be really helpful if you subscribe. You can get it on other things. Everyone said, oh, I don't like iTunes. What's wrong with iTunes, guys? What's the political beef with iTunes? Since when did Steve Jobs, a dead man, become the bad guy? Huh? Really? You can get it on other stuff. Your usual podcast service will be able to provide you with... what's that hum? It sounds like BBC Three Counties Radio. We'll be able to provide you with the podcast. Download it. If you leave nice comments on iTunes and reviews, 5-star, it helps it go up the charts. The charts are based on the weird thing. I'm not that fussed about it, to be honest, but the more people we get subscribed, the more downloads we get to these podcasts, the better chance there is of there being a full show on podcast at some point. That's the thing. I've got to stay there, because I started prepping the show this morning, but I was awake at midnight, and then 4, and then 5, I started prepping the show, and I've written a list of guests, but more importantly, I bought a notebook, right, black and red, Oxford ruled, A6, right, and I've written on the front page, top secret book, go away. Next page, seriously, this is top secret, read this and die. Next page. I'll flip you then. So I've written a list of guests that I want, and some of them are definitely coming on, including John Sebastian, and some we want to. Here are the topics. In fact, I tell you what I'm going to do, is I'm going to call someone. We're going to ask them if they know the lead singer from The Loving Spoonful. So I've got to access my emails, my ian@ianlee.com emails, in a very weird way. So I have to, I can't for some reason get them directly on my phone. So I have to go to a website. I have to go to a website in Nigeria. Does that make sense to you guys? And every time I go, I have to, pay them $150. Does that make sense? Wow, here's an email from David Byrne, entitled Sky and Brexit. It's not the David Byrne, is it? From Talking Heads, Psycho Killer, Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. Ian, I'm very impressed with your paper reviews on Sky. They are refreshingly outspoken. In my 69th year, that means he's 68. Yeah, I know. It's like the 20th century begins with a 19. I find the fun is draining from UK life, buddy. Tell me about it. The freedom and excesses of the 60s and 70s will never be experienced by our younger generation. Good! They were all whacked off their eyeballs on goofballs. They are being shafted. Keep up the good work. Become an MP for the ultimate... No, I was on Sky at the weekend with the delightful Petri Hoskin, who was pinching me when I was trying to make a serious point. Okay, let's try this number. Okay. So what am I calling them for? Oh, to run some topics past them. And the show is, when it starts proper, March the 21st, 10 p.m, isn't going to be much better organised than this. I hope you're ready for this, Ed. Ed's my tech op. Excuse me. I'm Ed's presenter. There we go. That's how you do it, guys. That number looks suspiciously short. Have I missed a digit out? Let's find out. Okay, here we go. First call.
Calls to this number are being screened by BT Call Guardian.
You're joking.
Please say your name after the tone, then press hash and wait to be connected.
It's none of your business. Hash. Being screened? Who does that? Who does that? Oh, God, blimey. Well, you, hello?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hello, you. Sorry. I told you about the BT call minder thingy. It doesn't work today.
How did the Loving Spoonful get their name?
Ooh, I don't know them. Are you making that up?
No, it's a band called the Loving Spoonful.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, well, why would there are bands with more bizarre names than that. Toad the Wet Sprocket is a real band. You know that, don't you?
Who?
How did the Loving Spoonful... Oh, here's a question. And how did Toad the Wet Sprocket get their name?
No, okay, well, can you speak in English?
Yes, I can. Can you understand English? Parlez-vous anglais?
Okay.
Katia, I've got some topics that I've written down for the show. I'd like to run them past you.
Is it the Have You Ever Fallen Down the Well?
That's number one.
Right, I thought about that.
Right.
It's a bit like, have you ever seen a unicorn?
Well, it's not really, because unicorns don't exist.
Yeah.
And wells do. So, in many ways, they're nothing like each other.
No, see, that's the thing, because I'm not sure about wells, really.
Sorry?
Have you ever seen a well?
Yes.
Where?
In the ground.
Was it in the garden and surrounded by plastic gnomes?
Those are ornamental wells. How do they get water in Africa? Africa.
With a well, but you've seen that on television.
Yes. How did they get all right? How did they get wells in? How did they get water in the 1500s?
Okay. Yes.
How did Locke reach the donkey wheel in Lost?
Yes. But nowadays you don't see them anymore.
Okay, so the next one I've got is every guest we have on, including John Sebastian from the Loving Spoonful.
Oh.
I'm going to ask them, have they ever met a beetle? And it'll be like, I've never seen Top Gear, but I know they have a thing called Stars in Fast Cars, and they have like a chart of which star has gone the fastest. It might be Luke Perry did 5 minutes and 32 seconds, but he's pipped at the post by Les Dennis, who did 5 minutes and 28 seconds. So we're going to have like a chart of celebrities who've met Beatles and who has the best Beatles story. Okay, not convinced you there. Okay, here's I'm just going to read through these now.
Yeah.
grown-up foods.
What?
Here's one for you. Ever pretended you can speak a foreign language? Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes.
Ever been in bed with an in-law?
What?
My favourite child is...
Oh, no, you did that on LBC.
Shut up! Of course I'm recycling a load of this old guff.
You can't do that.
Lies you told kids when the pet had died.
Well, oh, that's a good one.
Here's my favourite one. Has anyone ever had to actually use their karate skills? I still use my VHS. I was an understudy, although I've missed out the first D of understudy, so it now has to be I was an understudy.
I don't know. How does that work?
Well, if you're doing a play, right, if I was to star in a play...
Yeah?
Don't say it quite so disbelievingly.
Okay.
Right. But if I was to star in a play, there's a high risk that... there's a high risk that I might have a drug overdose or be involved in a car accident or something like that. So I wouldn't be able to do the show. So they would have an understudy. And before the show, people would come... A woman would come out of the front and say... tonight, the part of the child catcher is being played by Steve...
Allen.
I can't think... No, not Steve Allen.
Okay.
All right, Steve Allen. And everyone goes, oh, no, he's rubbish. We come see Ian Lee.
Oh, he's ghastly.
Machines that gave you stuff for free. And the last one I've got so far is real magic.
But they give you that for free.
Sorry?
Real magic. Oh, that's another topic. Real magic.
It's a different topic.
Okay.
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Right. Is there anything you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Katya. So, do you know, I sunk into the mode there, and I nearly gave out the phone number for the old place. Can you imagine that, doggy? Say something, dog. You're having none of it. Having absolutely none of it whatsoever. So those are some of the topics I got. And I was just, that was just me thinking this morning at like 5 o'clock. You know, that's about an hour's worth. Flipping heck. So how are you going to listen to the new show? You have to retune your DAB radios, please. I told you how to do that last time. You press the tune button or the auto button or the something button and it will scan and then you go through it and you find it. How could you not know how to reach it? How could you not know how to do that? Saying that, I have no idea how to store presets on my DAB that I've got in my bedroom. Literally no idea at all. And I keep trying and it keeps screwing up. So now I just have to scroll through it. And all I listen to really are Radio 4, LBC, Talk Radio, Premier Christian Radio and Gaydar. And I tell you what. I'm probably not going to do it. You all know why I don't work at the BBC anymore. I keep thinking it would be a good idea to get Libby Powell and the Reverend Barry Trahorn on the talk show to pick up the conversation where it left off. I keep thinking it. I'm not going to. But the impish side of me thinks, get in there, boy. Get in there. I want to update my iPod, but... I can't find the lead to do it, and it's really peeing me off. Really, it's really annoying me. So you retune your radio, you'll be able to listen online, international fans, and if you're, like, listening in the States, that'll be, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something? I don't know. How can a country have three time zones? There's PST, EST, and CST. Is that right? Pacific Standard, Central Standard, and Eastern Standard. Is that right? I've got no idea. And there'll be an app you can get on your phone. It's not going to be on Sky. No one listens to the radio on Sky. Do you really? No one listens to the radio on Sky or Freeview. It's a big thing. Oh, yeah. Radio station's going to be on Sky and Freeview. Oh, yeah. No one listens. And it'll be on all the usual like apps, I think, you know, like the Real Player app and stuff. Saying that, I listen to Real Player on the TV sometimes if I'm feeling lazy. Here's the thing. I've treated myself to a takeout latte as I drop the children at school and I'm middle class. Takeout latte. It's 8:53 in the morning, by the way. My head is still in breakfast radio. And I took it out, so it's in a takeout cup. But whenever I go to, and I'm going to say it, yeah, Costa's or Starbucks. sometimes Café Nero. And Nero is Greek for coffee. Imagine the confusion. Whenever I go, I always go, can I have... It was a latte, then it was a skinny latte, and now it's a skinny single shot latte. Do you want to take in or to have in or out? And I say, I'm going to have it in, but in a takeout cup. I know. Does that make me pretentious? I think it makes me a little bit of a plum. Let's try another number. I live in Germany, but I'm English. Oh, here we go. This is what it's all about. Oh, I realise I didn't do 141 on Katia, so she's got my home phone number now. That's worrying. This guy lives a life. This guy lives a flipping life. What are you eating? Can you stop eating that, please? That's the dog. This guy lives a life. This is Glenn. He's in Germany, but he's English. He lives a flipping life. Let's see if he answers the phone. Here we go. I'll have Ed. Here we go. My tech op to do all this for me. I won't be doing this on the... What? Oh, you utter... Right. Maybe I've got to... Ed, answer the phone. I know this doesn't make great listening, guys, but I haven't done radio for about 4 months, so just bear with me, yeah? Bear with me. I'm trying to rebuild my inner strength and my confidence to be able to pull this off. So let's see. Here we go. Come on. Come on, Glenn. Stop licking the bin. Why are you licking the bin? That's just weird. Stop licking the guitars. Glenn's on my beep list. All right, okay. Glenn says, I'm a composer and I'm sat in a studio all day on my own. Talk to me. Well, Glenn, I can see why you're sat on your own, because you're quite antisocial, mate. Yeah? Quite antisocial. I'm going to say it. Rude. Rude. I've called you twice and you're rude. Who's this? We called. Let's try this. Okay, one more. 141. I can say that bit out loud because that's not part of anyone's number. I am worried that when the show starts, there won't be any calls and it'll just be me sat here talking complete and utter bullshine for the whole thing. Hang on, here we go. This guy will answer. He's a sad case. What are you looking at, dog?
Hello.
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 Hello, who's that?
Who's that? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can I help?
Yeah, who's that?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know who this is, so you've rung me, so what do you want?
Exactly.
Oh, yes, very clever.
Yeah, clever. It's clever, isn't it, Kyle?
Oh.
And that's double clever! That's double hashtag double clever, hashtag pwned you, hashtag destroyed you, hashtag morning!
Oh, Molly, I thought you were somebody from work. I feel awful.
Good. Why, are you doing a sickie?
No, I'm working from home.
Oh, yeah! I've got a friend of mine who's working from home today, and that means no work and watching the DVDs. What film are you watching then, Kyle?
It's very dull. I'm going through my emails, but I still feel quite appalled, really. Sorry.
You're appalled by your emails? Why? What are you receiving?
It's proper work stuff. But I'm appalled that I was so rude to you on the phone.
You weren't as rude as the last fella. What was his name? I'm going to say Glenn, but I don't know if that was actually his name, who I called up. He didn't even have the decency to answer the telephone.
My brother's called Glenn.
Your bird?
Yeah, my brother.
Is he in Germany?
No.
Well, then your brother, as far as I'm concerned, I'm okay with your brother. It's this Glenn in Germany that I've got beef with. Or as they say in Germany, Le Boeuf.
Why don't... No, it's French, isn't it?
Shut up!
French. Oh.
They speak... It's continental. They speak continental. Here's today's quiz question, Kyle.
Yep.
How did the Loving Spoonful get their name?
Oh, because... is it a spoonful of medicine?
Well, some people might call it medicine.
Is it drugs?
Some people might call it drugs.
Oh.
It's seed.
It's what?
Seed.
Seed as in...
Yep.
As in...
Yep.
Man seed.
Yep, we go. There we go. And we hit the level. And we hit the level... There. The lead singer, John Sebastian, is coming on my show, and the last person I spoke to, I'm not even going to give her the decency of mentioning her name because she doesn't deserve it, didn't know. She thought the Loving Spoonful were a made-up band. OK, here's the second question, Carl. This is the accumulator. If you get this right, you win £100,000. Care of Talk Radio, OK? Care of BBC Three Counties Radio. Right, here we go.
OK.
How did Toad the Wet Sprocket get their name?
I did what, sorry?
Here we go. Here we go. The money's safe. How did Toad the Wet Sprocket get their name?
I'm going to have to pass.
Well, Carl, it's been great. It's been great. It's been great. So that's kind of it. The show's going to be like a three-hour version of that nonsense. Think you can handle it? We're not going to be talking about immigrants and refugees and Brexit. Flipping heck. If you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, you want to turn on the radio for a bit of a laugh, right? Well, what... Oh, who's phoning me? Hang on a second. Hello? Hello, who's that?
It's Glenn. You pressed the phone, mate.
Oh, flipping it, Glenn! Oh, just... Oh, I didn't 141 my number, did I?
First time you didn't, second time you did.
Oh, flipping heck. You might... Oh, flipping heck. Right, well, don't listen to this podcast, because I haven't been rude about you.
Okay.
I haven't been rude about you. Why would I be rude about you for not answering the phone?
It rang once. Jesus, let me get it out of my pocket.
I phoned you twice, and it rang, and then it just stopped. You cut me off. You cut me off.
Lies.
You would say that because you're in Germany, but I'm also aware that you have now got my home telephone number, and you could be a psychopath. This has backfired horrifically.
I could be, yeah. That's why I can't live in the UK anymore. So,
have you been deported for crimes?
Yeah.
You're a composer.
Yeah.
Name a number one song you've had.
I don't do that type of composing.
Oh, so you're not very good. Okay, name a top 10 song you've had.
I'll do that type of composing.
Name a theme, a film theme tune you've written.
Still don't do that type of composing.
An advert jingle?
Getting nearer.
Oh!
It's for theatres and things. For theatres that, between you and me, for theatres that can't afford a live band, so they...
So you're cheap.
Yeah.
Hey, do you make those CDs that you used to be able to get in the 90s of just, like, beds and kind of bland music? This one's a Nighttime Garden, a jazzy fusion of upbeat tempo, 60-second version, 30-second version, 15-second version. Is that what you do?
That was many years ago.
Oh, good for you, man. I love those CDs.
No, I've kind of qualified. That's kind of your apprenticeship, and then you kind of qualify... And you're allowed to do things all by yourself.
Are you making big bucks out of this? Are you kind of in the Mike Back territory of cash?
No, but it's regular work.
And listen...
You sell the rights to the song, so you do it, you get paid for it, and then they keep it.
Can you do one now? Do one now. Just compose a song now on the phone. Go on.
I put my phone in because the battery was going. But that was no reason why it wouldn't answer.
Unbelievable. It sounds like you're not up for the challenge. Why don't we have a song off? I'll write a song now, and then you write a song, and we'll see whose is the best, yeah?
Yeah, but I've got one in front of me. I could just pretend I've done it now.
Well, that would be cheating, but I bet the song that I made up now would be even better than the one you've got there.
Because yours have a track called... one of the tracks is called Shouty Choir...
Yeah, I'm going to sing it now. This is my song, Shouty Choir. Here it goes.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to the church on a Sunday morning. I've got a little bit of a problem. My head is a-buzzing from the love last night. And when I get to the church, there was a sight. It was a shouty choir. Such a big shouty choir. I aspire to join the shouty choir. Beat that!
Well, if I'm given a brief, then I tend to take it quite literally. So my shouty choir would sound like this. Hang on.
So it's going to be so obvious. Very low quality recording.
There you go.
Well, we couldn't hear it, and do you know what? It's probably for the best. It's a little bit obvious. I thought you can have mine. You can go on, take mine. You can have it.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for giving us a call.
Oh, pleasure.
Ta-ta! There we go, you see. And that, dear listeners, is how the show works. Monday, March the 21st, Talk Radio starts with Paul Ross doing breakfast and other people doing other things. They're not important. 10 o'clock, Monday to Friday, there's going to be a daily podcast. There's going to be a best of on Saturdays, and I've got plenty of surprises up my sleeve. So until then, ta-ta.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back. Late Night Ian Lee starts Monday the 21st of March at 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.